The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Yutes Amud Aleph brings down a Mishnah discussing Dinei Tumah and Taira, and the Mishnah says that if you have a kli schuchas shenikvu, if you have a glass kli that got a hole in it, v'hitef l'sach an aver, and then you close it up with aver, with lead, Rav Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Rav Meir that it's tameh, and Chachamim say that it's tar. So what are we talking about over here? So Rashi explains that you have a kli schuchas, a glass kli that had tumah in it, and then it broke, it got a hole in it. Now that it broke and has a hole, the tumah goes off, and then you went ahead and you fixed it, you plugged up the hole with aver, with aferis, with lead, and now it became a kli again. Now that it became a kli again, that old tumah is chayz of an air, that old tumah comes back. And Rashi explains that even though the din of tumah yashana, this din that the tumah comes back after you fix the broken kli, is only said by kli matachas, by metal kalim, and it's not said by kli schuchas, and this is a kli schuchas over here. So the din of tumah yashana coming back should not apply. So why do we say that the tumah comes back now that you closed it with aver, with the aferis? So Rashi explains that Rameir holds that akol haylach acher ha-maimid. We always follow the maimid. The thing that makes it into a kli is the ikker, and being that the maimid over here is aferis, is aver, it is matachis, and matachis does have a din of tumah yashana, therefore there's going to be a din of tumah yashana on the kli, even though the kli is made out of schuchas. And the Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say that we don't go acher ha-maimid, you've done it as a kli schuchas, and kli schuchas does not have a din of tumah yashana. So Akopanim, Rashi learns that Pshat Rameir is the reason why the old tumah is going to come back, even though it's not a kli matachis, it's a kli schuchas, is because hakol haylach acher ha-maimid, and being that what's making it into a kli is the matachis, therefore we follow the matachis, which is the ikker, and we treat it like a kli matachis, and the old tumah will come back. Taisus asks the kashan Rashi, Taisus says it doesn't make any sense, because it's true that the maimid over here is a matachis, and hakol haylach acher ha-maimid, but the Maimon, which is Matachas, never had Tumah before, never had a Tumah Yashana. The whole din of Tumah Yashana is that if you had Tumah before and it broke, and now that you made it into a Kli, the Tumah will come back. But the part of the Kli which the din of Tumah Yashana applies to, which is Matachas, never had Tumah before. The part of the Kli that had the Tumah is the Schuchas, and Schuchas does not have a din of Tumah Yashana. So how do you put these two things together? It's true that Akol Haylach Acher HaMaimid, but what does it help to have a Maimid which is Matachas if that Maimid itself never had the Tumah Yashana, wasn't part of the Kli, and the part of the Kli that had the Tumah Yashana, which is the Schuchas, that part of the Kli is not kli matachas, it's schuchas, and schuchas does not have a din of tumah yashana. So even if you all call haylach acher maimid, it's not clear how the tumah yashana is going to come back over here. That's Taisus Kasha and Rashi. So the stipler over here in Simon Yedzayin says a beautiful husband Rashi in his mazbe the machlekes Rashi and Taisus based on the following chakira. He calls a chakira in this din of a kol haylach acher maimid. What does it mean? What's the pshat that when you have a kli made out of one material and it has a hole, and then you plug up that hole with a different material, that we follow the maimid, the one that made into a kli, is the ikker? What's the pshat in there? Is it the pshat that really we view the maimid as the ikker kli, that oiferis which made it into a kli is the kli, that's really the ikker of the kli, and everything else, the rest of the kli, the old kli that was broken, is sort of like a yad, it's like a handle of the kli, it's considered tuffel to the maimid. So it's the ikker kli is the oiferis, that is really the kli, everything else is like a yad, a handle, and it will become tummy because it's a yad of a keli, but that's not the ikker kli itself. The ikker kli is the maimid, is the matachis. That's one way of looking at it. Or do we say that no, when you are maimed a kli with matachas, even though the kli is made out of schuchas, being that the kli is only a kli because of the maimed of matachas, therefore we view the whole kli as a kli matachas. Even the schuchas now is viewed as matachas, being that it would not be a kli without that little piece of affairs which is there. Therefore we say a kol haylach acher maimed, and the whole kli is viewed as a kli matachas. So is it the pshat that the kli remains a kli schuchas, the ikar the kli is the oiferis, and the schuchas is sort of a yad, it's a handle to the oiferis, or is it the pshat that being that the oiferis is maimed the kli, the whole kli becomes a kli matachas, becomes a kli oiferis? So Zakta Stipler, that's the husband of Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus is understanding that the pshat is the ikar the kli is the oiferis, and the schuchas is sort of a tuffle to it, it's like a handle of the oiferis, and therefore in fact Taisus on Rashi, how could tumah yashana come back over here? The part of the kli which has tumah yashana is the matachas. That tumah, that matachas never had tumah before, so therefore there's no way the tumah could come back. The schuchas which was here with the tumah does not have a din of a kli matachas, and kli schuchas does not have a din of tumah yashana. That's the basis of Taisus Kasha and Rashi. But in Rashi, you could say Rashi held the other way. Rashi understood that when we say akol haylach acher maimid, the pshat is that the whole kli becomes tuffel to the maimid and becomes like the maimid. So when you're maimid kli schuchas with matachas, we view the whole kli as a kli matachas. The whole thing now is a kli matachas, is a kli of aferis. And being that the schuchas now is a din of kli matachas, and the schuchas did have a tumah yashana, so therefore we say that the din of tumah yashana would apply to the schuchas as well, because we view the whole kli as a kli matachas because it's haylach acher maimid. Mimela zok Rashi, now the tumah yashana will come back because the whole kli is now dinan nidain as a kli matachas.